is internet radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio. But there are those that want it gone. There are people who want to take this all away from you. They say that by hearing their product over the internet that they're getting cheated out of millions of dollars. Let's see, you hear their music and decide to buy it. How does that cheat them? You like their product and choose to spend money on it, and that cheats them how? In a free world, people are supposed to have a choice about where they get their entertainment, and your independent internet broadcaster is being threatened by big money conglomerates who demand you do it their way. If you want a free internet radio community, you need to take some positive action now. Not tomorrow, now. Send an email to copyinfo@loc.gov. That is, copyinfo, C-O-P-Y-I-N-F-O, at loc.gov. Tell the Librarian of Congress that the World Wide Web is for all people, broadcasters and listeners alike who are entitled to enjoy this new technology without the threat of the extortion that the big money music interests are proposing. Small internet broadcasters simply cannot afford to pay an inflated per song per listener fee, and you want the free expression of music as art to remain just that, free for all.
This is Mike D from Blood-Filled Hate, and you're listening to Bitch Slap.
Hey, this is Drew with Vital Pain, and you're rocking to Animosity Radio, WEDG.
She did! She did it! She's the one you want! All right, I was just sitting at home watching cartoons, playing video games with my cousin, and she came in there.
Glenn,
all
right? You're free.
Hey, I am not going to jail for you or anybody else. I have done nothing bad my entire life. Hey, man, I'm still a virgin. Okay, so what? I downloaded a couple of thousand songs off the internet. Who has it? Who has it?
Glenn, shut up!
No, you shut up! Don't talk to me! Don't talk to me, criminal!
With the AllSpark gone, we cannot return life to our planet. And fate has yielded its reward. A new world to call home. We live among its people now, hiding in plain sight, but watching over them in secret, waiting, protecting. I have witnessed their capacity for courage. And though we are worlds apart, like us, there's more to them than meets the eye. I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
My daddy shot your daddy in the head.
Well, hello. We're live here with my no-name show because I stole some motherfucker's name the other day. So guess what? This is just DJ fucking Bonechild tonight. And guess what? I'm live here with Vital Pain. We're fixing to be going to a show here in about, I don't know, what, 3 hours? Come on, speak up, guys. We're all here hours. On the mic.
Nah, bubble, 3 hours.
three hours, maybe. We're getting our crunk on, getting our smoke on, having a good time. Figure I'll let y'all get a little glimpse of what's in Vital Pain's eyes and minds. We'll start out tonight. Let's introduce ourselves. Start out with Mr. Andrew.
I'm Drew. I do rhythm guitars and vocals.
I am Drumzilla Thomas, drums, backing vocals.
Hey, Steve, play lead guitar.
And I'm Crazy Mike, also known as Old Man Jameis, and I double on bass and the electric bong.
Yeah! Well, tonight, if y'all aren't aware of it, because y'all ain't been fucking looking at my Facebook posts or none of that bullshit, so why the fuck am I even here?
Jesus Christ, why do I do this shit?
Because tonight in Gainesville, we're going to be fucking rocking with Vital Pain, Ring of Scars, and my good friends, Armageddon 3. And I mean, tell you what, my neck hurts from last night, guys. 8 bands of fucking massacring freaking metal.
Whiplash.
And you know what? By the time the last band got up, I saved myself. Because I knew. I had to be in Vital Pain tonight and get my motherfucking mosh on, yeah. Even though I ain't gonna mosh.
You're not gonna mosh unless you're
I can't mosh because I'm fucking old and I'm probably the oldest person in this freaking radio station right now.
Well,
who's older than me? Drew? Come on, let's be clean.
How old are you?
Why does it matter?
Because I mean, they all fuck with me about it. Hey, man, you can't be that old, man. Yeah, I'm that fucking old.
Who cares?
But anyway,
just a number.
We got a new release tonight.
Yes.
New release. A new
just
fucking
added
recording.
Like 5 minutes ago.
Vital Pain. I mean, get your mosh on. Rock out. Jam it, motherfuckers. Let's do it.
This one's called Mind of Sin.
Mind of Sin.
Mind of Spare.
You will through the devil you will sell what givens you have made the darker side of shade. You're a man of old men, your strength was turned to sin. Nature you will win. Full of
right, we're back in the studio. That was Vital Pain's latest release.
Vital Pain!
And guess what, fuckers? I got the first copy, so bite my ass. Alright, what we're gonna do... I got a list here, so I need to follow protocol.
I'll read it exactly
the way it came to me.
No protocol.
Lead into how long the band has been around.
Well, you're not supposed to read it like
Vital
that.
Pain is different
you're not
now.
To read your
shut up. From back then, I can believe Andrew is the man.
Just make sure there's no E at the end of that.
That was Vital
Pain
now, different from when it first began, way back when we were little shits.
A lot different. I mean, experience. I think the attitude too. I mean, different members completely, but mostly I think attitude. Back then, you know, we all wanted to be rock and roll stars and become big and famous. Now, we just want to fucking play heavy.
We don't care
where we go.
We gave up on the big and famous.
Yeah, we just want to play as heavy as we can. That's what we
want. We're bringing the 80s back to metal. Is that what we... I mean, hey, we all like the same shit.
And we got a different type of poser scene out there now.
It's
about that time in history where things change. Thrash is like back.
There's like a paradigm shift going on.
Well, I mean, when you fuck with clowns, you get fucked by a freaking big red nose.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah. It, a lot of people wear clown shoes up there.
I'm going by protocol. So
it tastes like Timmy Weed.
Yeah, by the way.
Yeah. Cracks me up. What?
Yeah, coming up next, we're barnstorming here. Everyone in the back coughing. Yeah, cough. Mr. Cough Track over there.
420 somewhere. Just,
it's 420 somewhere. Yeah,
now, I just want to say this right now.
Some time zone, right?
For my mom that is listening, they're just playing. It's just for the show.
We love you, Mom.
Oh, just in case anyone wants to know to my family members. Yeah, I get drunk and high every day because you fuckers made me that way, so.
There you go.
I love it.
Yeah, they say in Alcoholics Anonymous or NA. when you do drug, you're an alcoholic and a drug addict. Your life has become unmanageable. Damn, I have to do alcohol and drugs just to make my life manageable.
Well, hey, guys.
Just kidding.
Why are we here right now?
We're here to let everyone out in Gainesville know that. Y'all are going to get killed. We're coming to kill you. We're going to be at the Backstage Lounge, and be prepared to get killed. That's all I can say, you know.
Backstage Lounge, that's at 8 o'clock tonight. We're going to have Vital Pain, which is with us right now in studio, getting high and all the good fucking things in life. And then we got our good friends from Ring of Scars and Armageddon 3.
Eldon, what up, Eldon?
What up, every motherfucking buddy?
Don't be a douche.
Hey, we expect to see Larry Abrams here, you pussy.
Yeah, where is that punk?
I don't know. Fucker.
God, he always keeps saying
he wants
to
go with us, but when we go to get a hold of him, he ain't never fucking around. Mr. Bloodfeld Hate.
Hey, I just want to say this real
Bloodfeld
quick.
Bloodfeld Hate.
I want to say this real quick, though. I want to give a shout out to Ring of Scars, because these guys fucking kick ass, man.
They're driving a long way to come play
Drumzilla
for us.
Me, Drumzilla, and Mike, we know them from like way back in the day, from 2000s, 2004.
Wow.
But yeah, so a long time ago, these guys are still wrecking it. We can't wait to play with them tonight.
Right on. I'm looking forward to it myself.
We did
I know everybody in this room can't fucking wait.
Sure, my poster.
Oh yeah. I'm all about Star Wars, man. You know, that's how I go to sleep at night.
Let's play a song for these metalheads.
Right.
You know what?
Yes,
what
would
you got?
Some
Opeth coming up.
Which one?
Opeth.
Again?
Yes. Play it again.
Okay.
Opeth. Night of
the
Silent Water.
Someone was thanking me from you guys
on Facebook,
and I'm like, sweet,
yeah.
I want to talk to Aaron, though, about all that stuff, because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I was just saying thank you.
Night of Silent Water?
It's awesome. Got a radio station, man. It's really good.
10 minutes
of silence.
You guys are doing the job of freaking...
We'll be right back. listen.
we're back in the studio live with Vital Pain.
What up?
Everybody say hello.
Hello. Hello.
Mr. Steve A, say hello.
Hello.
The quiet one.
I don't get enough of this dude, man. I get to talk to everybody else.
He listens to guitar to talk.
He's like the last one I ever get to talk to. All right, well, guys, we got a lot going on with Vital Pain lately. I mean, Jesus Christ, we got fucking shows coming up. What, the past 2 months?
Yeah.
Fucking Diabolic and Seth.
Mike, go for it, man.
Okay, well.
Tell them everything.
In a nutshell, we had our first show in about who knows how long. June 8th at the Heavy Fest in Daytona Beach.
Right.
Followed up by a no-name saloon show in Edgewater, pretty much near our hometown. Had half everybody showed up. My old band opened up. I used to be a guitar player in a band called Teabagging.
Teabagging? You see that post I gave you about the dude with his nuts on the guy's chin?
Yeah.
I love that shit. Wow. That was all for you, buddy.
Anyway, so other than tonight's show, we got another show coming up next week. Two shows next week. Actually, no, excuse me. Three.
Yep.
Three.
Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday. Friday, we're going to be playing in Winter Park at this place called The Haven.
Haven.
The day after that, we're playing in Tampa at the Pegasus Lounge. And Tuesday, we're going to be playing at the Tiernanog in Daytona Beach. So, again, you know, Friday, Haven, Winter Park. Saturday, Tampa, Pegasus Lounge, and Tiernanog Tuesday in Daytona Beach. So, any of y'all living in those areas, come on out, you know.
Well, I mean, who are y'all playing with? Let's get a breakdown of that. I mean, we love Vital Pain, but y'all got to do it.
Haven next week, we're playing with, Filth.
Filth.
Inception. Got,
Fear the Concept.
Fear the Concept.
And some other band.
Selfless.
I forget
Selfless,
the fucking names, but is it Selfless?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess it is Selfless.
Next show, we play at Pegasus. So, us, Sin God. Fucking great.
Woo! Yeah, I love Sin God.
Contorted. And the Demo Rats and Shattercore. They're our buddies from Daytona.
Shatterheads, we all are.
Yeah, and they're going to be playing with us again Tuesday night at the Tiernanog. And
it's a band from Arkansas
called Still Rain.
Right. Yeah, y'all make sure you serve Dan Spangler some love from Shattercore, because he's a bad motherfucker, dude. I love that dude, man.
Yeah, he's very
awesome,
cool.
Man.
Support.
Hey, did they play the Metal Fest?
Yeah.
I guess they were playing with
them. They got a pretty hot lead singer there, Mr.
Although it's
Christina.
Although it's a funny thing, They got a fan club. It calls themselves the Shatheads.
The Shatheads. I'm a member of this Shathead.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. When upon first impression, didn't you get the impersonate? Didn't you get the feeling it's like, oh wow, another William Shatner fan club? What do we do? We're triples on our heads, you know? Like, hey, we got wigs on our heads. We're gonna be like,
I might have.
Coming up next week, we're gonna read that in fantasy from T.J. Hooker.
Dan Spangler wouldn't have sent it to me personally himself. I would have thought some weird shit, but as soon as he told it to me, I knew exactly what was up. Shatheads, down with the Shattercore, Christina. I mean.
We all talk in broken language like
She's
this, you know, like,
chick.
Hey.
So good. We have a CD coming out.
Right.
That'll be out on September 1st. 10 songs, full length. We're going to have a CD release party at The Haven on September 1st. We got some great bands on that show. It's us with Catharic.
Right.
Freaking awesome freaking band.
Awesome.
Abdomen Canvas.
Yeah, I've checked that out.
Ring of Scars. I want to say Flesh Harvest.
I think it is Flesh Harvest, yes.
Flesh Harvest.
Yes,
were they growing some flesh?
Hey, if it isn't Flesh Harvest, please don't send a sniper.
No, I'm sorry, it's not Flesh Harvest, my mistake. It is my favorite fucking band. Diabolic Intent. Guys, I am fucking sorry, because you guys fucking rock.
Send out hate mail to Drew Area.
Just to make this up for you, because I went freaking brain dead for a second. She's going to play Evolution, because I got to hear it, man. Just to get myself right.
I missed you guys last night. It was in the show without you.
Yeah, man.
And here is
Diabolic Intent. Can't wait to hook up with you guys again. I ain't seen you since the Divine and Nature days and Nice and days. I used to hang out part with you all the time, man. Can't wait to see y'all again, man. You guys kick ass. We'll see you soon. We'll be right back.
And welcome once again. This is Wedgie Radio. This is your pal, old man Jameson, with the kick-ass rock and roll show. Spinning tunes that don't suck from bands that rock like fuck. We decided we're going to take over to the DJ studio here and everything. We got the guy locked up in the broom closet over there. And for the rest of the time, we're going to do what the fuck we want, because,
we're about out of here, ain't we?
Yeah, also, I want to give a shout-out to Ed at Backstage Lounge, Divine Blood, for all the freaking promotion he does for us. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Kathy Jetty. I want to give a shout-out to Bill Freeman. I want to give a shout-out to Tiffany. I want to give a shout-out for Jen, Mistowski, and Matt. I want to give a shout-out to them.
Papa Joe. What's Papa up, Joe? My nigga?
Oh, yeah. I got to give a special shout-out to my boy Mike Wyman working at Outback Steakhouse for working for me tonight.
Eddie Zaney from Evolution. That was good for
you tonight.
Larry Abrams.
UDTV, just seeing that we're here at the Backstage Lounge for the show. Wolfman. You know, I want to give a shout-out to him for his show.
And my boy Richie all the way out in Washington, he's got this website. It's got 30,000 hits so far. So
right on.
Kick ass, dude.
And one more thing. I can't remember. God damn it.
Stop thinking, because we are on the air live, and you can't fuck up like
Mom,
this.
Mom, I love you.
I love everyone.
Especially at 40
Mom.
Minutes.
What are we going to do now? Here we go. Here's the next contest we're going to have. It's called Guess How Much Change I Got in My Pocket.
You got 55.68 cents.
6666.
What the hell is 55.68?
It's $6.66.
Hey, y'all put me on the spot on the live radio. This is the shit y'all change. I got a shout out to my boy JB Brock from Wild Man Entertainment. Fucking hell,
I heard that was a
sick
show, JB. Real good job, man.
My motherfucking neck still hurts. I tell you what, Steel Gypsy blew me away.
They're real.
They blew
Steel
me
Gypsy
away.
Is real, man.
I did not expect
real,
that shit from
real
my boy
rock
Nikki
rollers,
Stone out there with Neil or versus Steel Gypsy. And Mechanism, I tell you what, sweetheart, y'all got some friends coming your way, that's for sure.
Mechanism kicks ass. Love them.
Not that none of the other bands didn't kick my ass, but those are the ones that really standed out to me in my mind. I've seen them all pretty much, so I can say this. And I bid y'all farewell. This is the, I don't have a fucking clue what my instrument is.
And don't forget to be at the show.
This is not a show. This is another
Backstage Lounge.
8 o'clock, bring your asses to Gainesville. If you can't find your fucking way, ask somebody.
And the power of TSOL compels me.
We're out.
We're out.
No more stress. It's all the rest of the